Johnny Demp here. I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to all of CBiBo's listeners. We didn't have a show last week, so I had some time to do some special research. I think you'll be shocked and horrified when I reveal the Thanksgiving alien connection. Our story starts in Egypt with the Sphinx. Any geologist worth his salt will tell you that the erosion patterns on the sides of the Sphinx are consistent with erosion caused by falling water over many years. After Googling the current climate information for the Giza Plateau, you say, "But Johnny, it hasn't rained on the west bank of the Nile River for 10,000 years!" Precisely. That would place the date of the Sphinx's construction far before the classic Egyptian culture existed. So who built the Sphinx? A respected psychic I met at a barbecue told me that an alien race from the planet Samsung built the Sphinx and the Great Pyramid. On our planet, Samsung is a company that produces electronics, including microwaves. Some imaginative scientists hypothesize that thousands of years ago, the Great Pyramid acted as a giant generator, firing energy in the form of microwaves into space through two vents on the sides of the pyramid. What would a microwave do in space? It would most likely float for eternity, door swinging, kitchen timer echoing into the cold darkness of space. Coincidentally, many Americans use microwaves to heat their leftovers on the day after Thanksgiving. This is Johnny Demp. Until next week.